a long, long time ago, in a land that's called Mitzrayim, Paro made us work so hard, we spent the whole day crying. We had to make him bricks, that's what he made us do. But in our hearts, we knew Hashem would send a special Jew. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, that is Moshe Rabbeinu I see. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he has come to set us free. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, come and take us by the hand. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, take us out of Paro's land. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, that is Moshe Rabbeinu I see. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, he has come to set us free. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, come and take us by the hand. Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, take us out of Paro's land.
Hi, Moshe Rabbeinu.
I'm sorry, Devorah. The bubble laser only allows us to see and hear things. We are not able to talk to anyone. If we did, we would be changing history, and that's not allowed, okay?
Okay.
Mordechai, tell me, what do you see?
Moshe Rabbeinu is taking a long thing out of the ground. It's not wood. What is it made of, Mike?
Sapphire.
He's walking with it back into the house. What's going on, Bike?
Let's listen in, Binyamin.
Yisro, to whom does this staff belong?
Moshe, if you were able to move this staff, you must be its rightful owner. According to Paro's astrological calculations, this staff is very special.
But Yisro, where did it come from?
It was taken from the court of the Mitzrim after Yosef died. The stars predict that the owner of this rod will save the Jews and take them out of Mitzrayim. No one else was ever able to pull it out of the ground.
You see, kids, that's how Moshe Rabbeinu got his staff. Hashem made that staff. He gave it first to Adam Arishon, then it was handed down to Adam's son Shase, then to Abraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Yosef, and now Moshe Rabbeinu has it.
But what is it for?
That's what we're going to find out, Binyamin. Hold on.
Hey there, little friend. Just where do you think you're running off to? That's better. Now come with me. We're going to bring you back to your mummy and daddy again.
Binyamin, Mordechai, Devorah, look to your right and up a little bit.
All I see is a mountain. Oh my goodness! Mike, is that what I think it is?
What do you think it is, Mordechai?
Har Sinai?
The one and only.
I smell something burning.
Moshe Rabbeinu is down there, Binyamin. We'll listen for a second.
Let me approach this wondrous sight and see why the bush is not being consumed.
The burning bush! Rabbi Fine told us about that.
You're right, Binyamin. The burning bush. Hashem is telling Moshe Rabbeinu to take his wife and children and to meet his brother Aaron and go back to Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron have a big job to do. Hashem is going to use Moshe and Aaron to save the Jews and bring them out of Mitzrayim.
It's stepping on my foot, Binyamin. I'm sorry, Deborah. It was an accident.
Give her a bit more room, Benjamin, huh? Okay, hold on. The next stop is the Palace